The Pastor's Podcast with the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello and welcome to the Living Hope Pastor's Podcast. We haven't had a podcast for a while, but I'm very pleased to be able to share something with you today. What I want to talk about is raising up Timothys. We know that the Apostle Paul had Timothy as someone who could step in and do ministry work when he was unable to do it. We also know that he had Titus, and there are several other names that he mentions or are mentioned, and they were all part of his working life. And it's always good to have people who we are preparing. Sometimes it's called succession planning, but there's a little bit of a mystery about that, because some succession planning is suggesting that you are indispensable. And we know that God has in mind when a ministry stops or the key person goes home to the Lord or gives up whatever, or where a church closes. God knows what's going on, and if he has plans to bring something to a new life, he'll do that. And if he doesn't, then it's not necessarily a disaster. Some things have their seasons. But as far as Living Hope is concerned, I'd always thought that it would be great to have someone to pass the work on to when that time was right, simply because the contacts, the needs to share, to encourage people in their walk with God, well, these are always there. And we've seen such a tremendous blessing of God in terms of countries and in terms of ministry types, whether it's TV, whether it's been radio in the past, and still there are radio stations now that regularly receive the Word of God from Living Hope. And there, of course, are the WhatsApp messages and the Zoom meetings, which have been a tremendous encouragement, bringing people together from far off places. But some of you will know that in February this year, as we went to Belfast to visit one of our sons, Steve, and his family, that I was surprised and very alert when Steve, taking us from airport to his home, began to talk about Living Hope and began to talk about having a sense of call to serve Living Hope and to work for Living Hope. Now, I honestly hadn't anticipated that. I talked to the boys several years ago and just said, look, at some time in the future, I will need to retire. If any of you have a burden, well, let me know. But at the time, they were good sons. They did express interest, but it also became very clear that they were not looking to take that position of being a successor or a Timothy. But when Steve raised this with us, in my spirit, I felt excited. In my heart, I felt this is right. This is not just a sort of an idle thought, but this is something that is very much in the heart of God. And so we began to explore it. And as we explored it and as we shared, it became very obvious that this indeed was something that was on the heart of God. And so we thank God, and now he has started. In a year's time, I will ask him to take more responsibility, and I'll just be around to support him. And also, What we want to do is eventually hand over the responsibility to develop the work. Well, I can tell you in this first year, it's just been so exciting to see already in the last few weeks how much his heart is stirred for the ministry and how much he's seeking to grasp and take hold of things which will be so helpful going forward. One of the things when you look at Paul sending Timothy, he knows that he's sending someone who will send the same message that he has been bringing. He knows that he will send someone who has the same values and the same principles. And that's so, so important, because when we want to pass something on, it's not necessarily you want someone to be identical to you, but certainly to have the same burden, the same heart. This is very important. And so Paul says to Timothy, I want you above all to have a heart for the word of God. Study to show yourself a workman approved to God, rightly dividing the word of truth. That's what we want. And that's what Steve has got. A person who wants the approval of God, not just man. A person who wants to be diligent and faithful to Scripture. A person who can be trusted to share God's word with others, with no inconsistencies with others in Living Hope. Well, praise God. God bless you, and may you know his help in your ministry.
If you would like to contact Richard, please visit our website at livinghopeministries.uk. Join us again next time for the Living Hope Pastors Podcast.